Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are at Amar Rava Amar Rabbi Yochanan on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. So says the Gemara. Amar Rava, the Gemara is going to discuss cases where you're allowed to receive a refuah from Ovdei Kechavim. Amar Rava Amar Rabbi Yochanan Va'amri La Amar Rav Chista Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, let's say you have a person who is sick and he goes to the doctor. Safek Chai Safek Meis. And it's a Safek if he's going to die from his illness or not. Ein Misrapin Mehem. You're not allowed to go to Ovdei Kechavim to receive your refuah because the doctor will have nothing stopping him from killing you, because he could always say, yeah, this was a dangerously ill patient. But if Vadai Meis, if you're in a situation where you're definitely going to die from this illness, Misrapin Mehem, then you're allowed to go to the Ovdei Kechavim if there's no Jewish doctor that's able to treat you, because even without the doctor treating you, you're going to end up dying anyway, so better to go to a doctor. You never know, maybe you'll find a good Ovid Kochavim who's going to actually treat you and actually get you better. So says, well, wait a second, why does that make it okay just because you're going to die from that illness, meaning maybe the guy will kill you more quickly now when you go to him, and we are concerned about every moment of life. Says Gemara, l'chayisha lo chashinan. We're not concerned about chayisha, about extending life in this regard, as far as the iser of going to Novik Chavim is concerned. How do you know that that's true, that we're not concerned about Chayisha? Because the Pasuk says in Melachim Beis, by the four Mitzarayim that stood outside of the ear of the city during the time of famine, that they weren't sure whether they should stay where they are or enter the city, because both of those possibilities have a definite sakana of death because of famine, or should they go to the Machna of Aram, where there's a suffix, they might be able to find food and then be able to live, or people might find them and kill them. And they decided to go to Machna Aram because they might be saved from their starvation. And they weren't worried about the fact that people, they didn't allow the concern of people catching them and killing them dominate their decision. So why did they allow themselves to fall in the hands of Aram? Because they were going to die of starvation. They could have lived a little bit longer starving. And if Aram would have caught them and killed them, they would have died right away. No, what you see from that whole story is that we're not concerned about Chaye Sha'a. So I asked the Gemara, Meisve, but you tell me that someone who's definitely going to die, if he doesn't go to a doctor, is allowed to go to Novd Chavim? But I thought we learned in a Braisa, Lo Yisav Yitin Adam. A person shouldn't have lengthy conversations with apikorsim because they might convince him to do avodah zarah. Ve'in misrapin mehen afilu l'chayei sha'a. Even a refuah that's needed when a person is definitely going to die from the illness and it's a chayei sha'a issue, he should not get the refuah from an apikores. Maisa b'ben dama ben achoso shel Rabbi Shmuel shekisho nachash. One time, ben dama, the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel, was bit by a snake. Uba Yaakov ish kfar schanya l'raposo, and a certain apikoris by the name of Yaakov ish kfar schanya came to give him a refuah, velo hinicha Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Yishmael would not allow the doctor, the apikoris doctor, to give him the refuah. Va'amar lo, and ben dama said to Rabbi Yishmael lachi, hanach lo varapim menu, let him give me the refuah, va'ani avi mikra min ha-Torah shumutter, and I'll prove to you from a pasuk that it's permissible. Velo hispik ligmar es hadavar, and he was unable to bring the proof that it's mutter at Shiatsa Nishmaso because he died suddenly. V'meis, Karalav Rabbi Shmuel, Ashrecha Ben Dama Shuguv Chatar V'yatsa Nishmascha Betara. And Rabbi Shmuel says how fortunate Ben Dama is and praiseworthy he is that his body is pure and his neshama left with purity. Lo avartal divri chavarecha sheyu omrim uporitz geder ishchanu nachash. That you didn't succumb to the pressure in your life of violating the Avera of getting a refuah from an Ovid Chavim and being a poritz geder. So even though he was in a situation where he was definitely going to die, apparently it was usher for him to receive refuah from an apikoris. And l'chora, you would imagine the same would be true of receiving refuah from an actual oved kochavim. So that's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, who says that when you're definitely going to die, it's permissible. So the Gemara says, no, we're not concerned about chayisha. When you're definitely going to die, you're allowed to go to a guy for refuah, because it could be that he'll be able to save you and give you a long life. But a rofe apikores is worse, because shiny minus timashcha dasi lemimshach basrayu. People might give too much credit to whatever avodah zarah he believes in, and you'll end up being like the apikores. So that's much worse than going to an ovid kachavin, because the apikores is on a mission to convert you. Amar Mar, we brought a brisa that said that Ben Dama would not receive refuah from the apikores doctor, and Rabbi Shmuel said how fortunate he is that his body was totally tar and his neshama left betar. And lo avartal divrei chaverecha sheyom poritz geder yishchanu nachash, that he didn't violate being poritz geder. So the Gemara asks, why didn't Rabbi Shmuel allow Ben Dama to receive the refuah from the apikores and violate the yisur drabanan? Iunami chavya tarke. Ben Dama, who did not violate for the Divrei Chachamim, was bit by a snake, and he could have gotten a refuah and saved himself from death. So Rabbi Shmuel should not have been concerned about how the curse of someone who's poritz geder being bit by a snake for violating the Divrei Chachamim, because you can get a refuah from being bit by a snake. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Shmuel was worried that the chivya drabanan, the snake that comes that as a result of violating the din drabanan, the lesle asus haklal, there's no cure from that snake. Meaning, even though in a chinami, a person gets bit by a snake, so you can seek refuah for that, not when the snake is the snake that comes from violating the divrei rabanan. Umay avalei lemeimar. So says Gemara, you know, he died before he got to try to make his case, before he got to prove that he was correct. What was his plan? What pasuk was he going to bring to prove that he was allowed to receive this refuah? Says the Gemara, v'chai bahem, v'lo sheyamus bahem. He was going to bring the pasuk of v'chai bahem, that a person lives by the mitzvahs of the Torah, and a person is not expected to die by the mitzvahs of the Torah. Rabbi Shmuel, and how would Rabbi Shmuel respond to that? He would say, hani mili b'tzina. That's only if it's a private issue, avol b'farhesya, but when it's a public matter, lo, you're not allowed to violate the anavera based on v'chai bahem. D'tanya, hi Rabbi Shmuel, minayin Rabbi Shmuel says, how do I know that if they tell a person, go do Avodah Zarah and thereby save your life, that you're allowed to do the Avodah Zarah and save your life? Tamal Omar, v'chai behem. That's where v'chai behem comes in, v'lo sheyamus behem. Yochel afilu b'farhesya. You might think the same holds true even in a public setting. So tamal Omar, v'lo schalu Hashem kachi. That no, v'lo schalu Hashem kachi, you're not allowed to make a chilul Hashem and do the Avera in a public way. So even though Rabbi Shmuel holds that Avodah Zarah is not Yehari Val Yavar, but when it's done b'farhesya, it becomes Yehari Val Yavar. And that's why Rabbi Shmuel holds v'chai behem is not operational over here, it's not operative over here. So the main points over here was that we suggested that even for chaye sha'a, one is not allowed to go to an apikores doctor, but one might be allowed to go to an oved kochavim doctor for chaye sha'a, a machlokes. And then we said that Rabbi Shmuel didn't allow his nephew to receive refuah when he was going to die anyway, because it was a matter of publicly violating an Isser, and publicly violating an Isser becomes Yehareg Val Yavar. So we're going to stop there. Next time we'll pick up two lines from the bottom of the page on Chavzayin Amid Beis.